Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Money Smarts for You. Enhance your lifestyle by taking the positive path towards managing your money.
Welcome. I'm Barbie O'Connor, your host for the Money Smarts for You show. This show is your chance to ask me about the financial topics that affect your everyday life. If you have questions or thoughts about what you'd like to hear about on future shows, feel free to email me at barbie@moneysmartsforyou.com. After years of working with clients, helping them save, preserve, and grow their assets, I wrote the book, Money Smarts for You, The Basics. I want teens, college students, millennials, growing families, and others to have a chance to learn the essentials that everyone needs to know about money in their adult lives. You may be one of those lucky people who's enjoyed the thrill of receiving an unexpected windfall, maybe an inheritance that you didn't expect, or a lottery win, or a multi-million dollar contract to play with the NBA or NFL, or even a year-end gift from a relative who's doing some active estate planning. And if you haven't experienced this kind of joy, then today's show will prepare you so you will know exactly what to do if it happens to you. Be grateful. Say thank you. I had a maiden aunt on my mother's side who lived far away from us in Ohio. I never met her, but every Christmas and every birthday, she sent me a check. It was usually a small amount, but it was still a gift. As soon as it arrived, my mother insisted we call her and thank her, and that was in the days when long-distance phone calling was pretty expensive. So basically, we would get on the phone and both of us try to make conversation when we really didn't know what to talk about. But I always remember to say, thank you for the money. And then I was instructed to follow up with a note. Every year until she died, I received a gift from her, usually a check, along with a magazine or a book. If you receive a check from your great aunt Grace, then pick up the phone and call her to thank her, letting her know how much you appreciate this wonderful, thoughtful act that will make your life a lot better when you employ that money in a meaningful way. Then write her a thank you note. Yes, a real snail mail note. It takes so little time to jot down a few words of thanks, feelings you have in your heart. And with the cost of the stationery and the stamp, it's a little gift of its own back to your Aunt Grace. It is surprising how few people take the time to thank someone for anything. So be the exception and make a big fuss over a very nice gift. If it is a substantial gift that is making a major difference in your life, then once you spend, save, invest, or use that money, it might be nice to let her know what you did with it. More on that later. If you inherit a sizable amount, including securities, real estate, or other assets, it is important to set these assets aside and study them and consider your current financial situation before you go further. Be thankful and be grateful, and remember, you won't pass this way again, so take your time to decide what to do with it. If your natural athletic abilities that you've enhanced with workouts, a good coach, and dedication leads you to a fabulous multi-year contract with a major sporting league, then be grateful, be humble, and remember, it could all be thrown away tomorrow if you don't take care of yourself, manage your money carefully, remember where you came from, and decide to act like a big shot. If you win the lottery, then consult with your financial advisor or your accountant or your attorney before you go further. Safeguard the ticket and make a plan. Be grateful and include helping others as one of your goals on how you will spend the money. Later in the broadcast, I'll share some more. An attitude of gratitude will make your life better all the way around, regardless of your situation or the means that you have to spend in your life. So be grateful for the extra blessing that's come your way as a gift or a win or a reward for good work. Review your financial plan. You may be caught up in the holiday rush, and this may seem like a silly thing to do at this very busy time of year, but if you don't review your financial plan, you won't know where to put this money, and you will most likely fritter it away and not remember what you did with it. Gifts of money don't always repeat themselves, so each time it needs to be treated carefully and set aside for a special situation. If you don't have a financial plan or a budget and you're just spending and saving willy-nilly, then now is the time for a quick review. Have you saved $1,000 for a nest egg? Have you saved 6 to 9 months of expenses in an interest-bearing account that you will have to help you through a pay cut or job loss or catastrophic financial event? Have you set up and contributed to an IRA or to your company retirement plan if you're eligible? How much debt do you have? Are all your credit cards paid off in full if you use credit cards? Is your car paid off if you have one? If you have a mortgage, how much do you owe? Are you spending all your paycheck, or do you have any money left over each month that you can save for the future? If you don't have time for this now, then invest the gift money in a short-term CD or an insured savings account, and do your best to keep it separate from your regular spending account, so when you have the time, you can decide what to do with it. If you have a big athletic contract, you will be inundated with all kinds of investment offers, so be careful. Your body will not allow you to play forever, so you need to look 10 years down the road and develop a lifestyle and an investment policy that will take care of you when the money is not coming in from endorsements, contracts, or your player's salary. Don't let your agent be your investment advisor. They get a cut on every deal they put in front of you and that you agree to do with them, so be careful. Get a separate person, one with experience, whose only interest is to help you preserve and grow your assets, to help you make your investment choices. You need to look at issues like liquidity, growth, investment potential, diversification, and moderation in your lifestyle. If you can save at least 50% of what you are paid after taxes and employ it carefully, it will allow you to live well into your older years. Make a plan that looks beyond your 30s. If you won the lottery, then you need to sit down with your accountant and figure out a way to save as much of that money from taxes as you can. If you're going to get monthly payments, then the tax will automatically be deducted from the payments. If you went for the lump sum cash option, then you want to look at setting up a vehicle like a foundation to manage the money, pay you a salary, and keep you from being a soft touch and spending it all in the first year. You need a plan. Maintain a conservative lifestyle. You may have heard the term spends money like water, or money goes right through his fingers, or money goes from weak hands to strong hands, or money burns a hole in his pocket. All these terms refer to people who can only spend money when they get it and don't know how to save it and invest it to have later on in life. Just because you have money doesn't mean you have to spend it. The people who are the millionaires next door are the ones who've learned how to hold on to money and differentiate between what they want and what they need and spend money accordingly. If you get a nice check for Christmas, then set it aside to spend on something that will really make a difference for you. Figure out your priorities. Is it a trip to a faraway land? Is it a special piece of jewelry? Is it a new piece of furniture or a special piece of art that you would like to see on your wall? Are you wanting to go back to school and invest in yourself? If your life is lived true to your priorities, then it will be easy to make a financial plan that makes your life special and a pleasure to live. If you sign that big contract to make millions a year, then before you think you can buy 6 Rolex watches, a Maserati, and 3 houses, along with the furnishings that decorate them, make a plan and plan to save first and then spend later. Also, ask yourself, why do you want these things? Is it what others expect of you, or is it what you need? Make a budget. Think about maintenance. Think about how you're going to keep these things, and what if any pleasure they give you. Status symbols are not all that they're cracked up to be, and material possessions can own you if you aren't careful. So don't rush. Don't give in to every deal that your agent or anyone else presents to you. Think about liquidity, how easy it is to get in and out of an investment. And remember, your life will change. You will get older, and you will have different needs as you age. You may have kids. You may want to spend time with them. You may need to have a business of your own. So make sure that money is there when you need it. Don't spend it all now. Same goes for lottery winners who statistically spend or give away all the money in the first year they have it. Why is that? Because they've never had money before, and no one has told them how to handle it. Money is a tool that can give you the life you want, but it can also give you hell if you don't think about how you're using it in your life. Before you act, make a plan, consult an attorney, an accountant, and an investment advisor to figure out what you can do with that money to protect it, save it, grow it, and spend it wisely. The bigger the house you have, the more maintenance there is each year. An ongoing expense of taxes and fees to keep it going that must be taken into consideration in a budget process. Fancier cars cost more to fix and need special gasoline and more attention, equating to more money. Jewelry has a 20 to 50% markup on underlying materials and workmanship, so it will never be a good investment. A boat is a hole in the water into which you pour money to maintain it. A car, RV, and boat are all depreciating assets, so they will rarely fetch more than you paid for them when you sell them. A ranch or a vacation home are rarely assets that pay for themselves. Usually they require cash infusions in order to maintain them to a standard, or they can be used or rented, and even then, even the tidiest renters can cause wear and tear on a property that requires repair or maintenance. Remember that wealthy people can spend themselves into poor people. If they have friends with money, then they will probably go to more expensive restaurants, travel to more exotic and costly locations for vacation, entertain more, have to wear more expensive clothing, all escalating the cost of living and leading to having less money invested because more of it's going out the door to keep up with the Joneses. Diversify your investment. While you're reviewing your financial plan to figure out where you're going to employ this windfall, remember to diversify your investment. What goes up must come down, as we've seen in the oil business this year. Many very wealthy individuals who've had most of their net worth in the same business are finding themselves with dramatic drops in their net worth due to a downturn in that one industry. Going back to the concept that you need to have 6 to 9 months of expenses saved in an insured savings account, having money in cash-like assets can help during times of economic downturns and changes in the business cycle. Not having your money in the stock of the company you work for is a good idea, too, since if your company goes under, you might lose your job, so make sure you spread your investments across many different asset classes. Have some cash, some stocks, bonds, mutual funds, real estate, precious metals, art or other collectibles, and consider the liquidity of those assets. How hard is it to get your money out of the investments you own? So as you deploy the gift from your great aunt or the money from your NBA contract or the lottery winnings or your recent inheritance, take another look at the diversification of the assets you own, the liquidity of those assets, and work to put together a plan that will give you the lifestyle that at the minimum you need and at the best the lifestyle you want. Think about giving to others. If it is a small check, then you may want to have a better place to spend it. Paying off debt, building up your emergency fund, saving it for the vacation of your dreams. But if it is an inheritance, a sizable income contract, or a lottery win, then you may want to include more in your planning than just your own life considerations. While you're coming up with a way to invest those assets and providing a financial safety net for yourself, then you also need to consider how you're going to leave those assets to others if you were to die tomorrow. You may need to revise your wills, set up some trusts, establish a foundation, and look beyond your own life and longevity. Consider including annual gifts to family and friends that will allow them to attend school, take that vacation of their dreams, or set up their own nest egg, but only if your sizable assets allow for such a gifting program. Look at the community where you live and consider the contributions of agencies that serve the poor, support the arts, educate the young, care for the elderly. Learn about these from www.guidestar.com or www.charitynavigator.com. And make your decisions as carefully as you would your investments. Follow your passions or diversify your gifts, but consider giving some of your windfall to others to share the blessings bestowed upon you. Few of us will ever have this type of experience, but if you manage your personal finances with a bit of planning to pay yourself first by saving money to create your own financial safety net, to fund your priorities and not those of others, then you will ultimately experience less financial stress and more freedom and satisfaction in your life. I hope each and every one of you is blessed with a financial windfall this holiday season. No matter how big, no matter how small, it will still be something to be grateful for in your life. Thank you for joining me today for the Money Smarts for You show. Next week, I will go over 5 things to be thankful for this year. In the last week of the year, I will share 7 steps to take to get a running start for a successful new year. please email me your questions or thoughts to Barbie@moneysmartsforyou.com, and we will cover them in future shows. Remember, take care of your money to take care of yourself.
Thank you for joining us today. Find out more at moneysmartsforyou.com. Like us on Facebook, buy the book on Amazon, and remember to subscribe to the show.